Statistics.
We live in an age of statistics. Day in and day out, we are bombarded with a staggering array of numbers. Garth Brooks has sold over 97 million albums. 12% of U.S. children under the age of 18 suffer from some form of psychological illness. Russia produces about 333 million gallons of vodka annually. The adult literacy rate of Brazil is 83%. Americans consume more than 4 million pounds of peanut products each day. What do all these numbers mean? Most of us would be hard-pressed to say, yet we feel more secure in our knowledge when we can express it numerically. According to Lord Kelvin, the 19th-century physicist, when you can measure what you are speaking about and express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is meager and unsatisfactory. It is this widely shared belief that makes statistics, when used properly, such an effective way to clarify and support ideas.
Understanding statistics.
In his classic book, How to Lie with Statistics, Daryl Huff exploded the notion that numbers don't lie. Strictly speaking, they don't, but they can be easily manipulated and distorted. The point is that there is usually more to statistics than meets the eye. When you track down statistics for your speeches, be sure to evaluate them in light of the following questions. Are the statistics representative? Say that on your way to class you choose 10 students at random and ask them whether they favor or oppose government tax credits for students attending private schools. Say also that 6 approve of such funding and 4 do not. Would you then be accurate in claiming that 60% of the students on your campus favor spending government money for private schools? Of course not. 10 students is not a big enough sample, but even if it were, other problems would arise. Do the 10 students interviewed accurately reflect your school's proportion of freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors? Do they mirror the proportion of male and female students? Are the various majors accurately represented? What about part-time and full-time students? Students of different cultural and religious backgrounds? In short, make sure your statistics are representative of what they claim to measure. Are statistical measures used correctly? All basic statistical measures, whether mean, median, or mode, have the same goal, to indicate what is typical or characteristic of a certain group of numbers. Yet the differences among the various measures can be striking. Are the statistics from a reliable source? Which is the more reliable estimate of the environmental dangers of toxic waste in a landfill? One from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or one compiled by the company that owns the landfill? Easy. The estimate by the EPA, which does not have a vested interest in what the figures look like. As a speaker, you must be aware of possible bias in the use of numbers. Since statistics can be interpreted so many ways and put to so many uses, you should seek figures gathered by objective, nonpartisan sources.